Slide 6. Looking further at the challenge of knowing when the information from the CDS should be presented, that is, automatically or on demand, another factor that must be considered and presents its own set of challenges is deciding how much control the user has over the decision to use clinical decision support. In other words, control over whether users are required to accept the CDS suggestion, whether they can easily ignore it, or whether it takes significant effort to override the advice. The report Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, explains, "These decisions involve not only whether the CDS is set up to be displayed on demand so that users have full control over whether they choose to access it, but also the circumstances under which users can, after viewing the CDS information, choose whether to accept it. The two aspects of control are related, and they connect with how closely the CDS advice matches a clinician's intention. CDS may be designed to, 1, remind clinicians of things they intend to do but should not have to remember, 2, provide information when clinicians are unsure what to do, 3, correct errors clinicians have made, or 4, recommend that the clinicians change their plans. Conceived of in this way, it should be obvious that the user's reactions to CDS may differ with these diverse intents."